It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, 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 you made it back to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. And I, of course, am checking in from Clearwater, Florida. How about the recording quality of this, by the way? Just given the amount of drinking alone, the fact that I'm even speaking to you in a complete sentence after the night Kennedy and I had. But this week's winner, kind of an unconventional recipient, a first-time winner, someone who's become ubiquitous on the Fox News Channel. He's all over the place reporting on crime, procedural matters involving the NYPD and the feds and everything in between. Paul Morrow, a frequent guest on the show, weighed in on the findings from the Durham probe, but more specifically, the major red flags that the FBI, okay, overlooked, the major red flags that should have been raised by the FBI's conduct when it comes to internal audits and everything in between. Moral of the story, John Durham found that everybody who yells and screams about protecting democracy was actively engaged in interfering with our democracy, both in 2016 and again in 2020. Paul Morrow does a phenomenal job of articulating that. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to get back to the bar down here in Clearwater, and you, my friend, can go enjoy Paul Morrow accepting his Fox Across America game ball. Well, I figured out why you're not in the FBI. It turns out you weren't fabricating investigations out of thin air during your time on the force, now were you?
No, I was not. Unfortunately, I was constrained by reality. I'd be the police commissioner if I was able to do that.
Yo, hold on. Okay. So let me start at the top. Okay, these are my findings, and we'll get into, of course, yours, and I know Durham's findings as a whole. But the way I've characterized the Durham report, having read what I have, is that this was essentially a soft coup attempt, meaning they knew there was no collusion at any point during this investigation, including when they went to renew the FISA warrants, which would tell me that they were essentially just trying to get Trump to self-destruct in a death by a thousand cut scenario, fire Mueller, and allow the media to create the perception that Trump had something to hide. Is that your takeaway or close to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very, very accurate summary. And because it's an accurate summary, it is just so shameful and disheartening and upsetting and whatever other adjective you want to put on it, that there is an entire segment of our population, a.k.a. the mainstream media, who are trying to characterize this thing as a nothing burger.
Yep.
I actually thought it was going to be a nothing burger until it came out, and then I almost dropped my phone as I was reading it.
Oh, it's so crazy. Because this is the thing. Their characterization of this is based on the fact that the end result isn't mass arrests. But understand,
that's right.
Yeah, but
that's
the right. The real takeaway, and this is why I think they're measuring the success of the report and arrests and not what it actually found, is they're very much complicit in what they found, meaning they were running with anything they were handed by a guy like Schiff or a guy like McCabe, and they themselves had to have known it was garbage because there was never any evidence turned over by the FBI. So it's not like the networks could be running with anything.
In a more perfect union, some of them would be arrested as co-conspirators. Mm-hmm. So let's review the bidding here a little bit. So, you know, they conjure this entire thing, and it germinates in Australia, comes into the FBI under the auspices of Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok. Mm-hmm. And if I could just plug it, on my website, opsdesk.org, I have laid out a summary that's bulleted, and easily sort of, takenable, off of the executive summary of the Durham report. So you can get the contours of it pretty clearly. But what happens is the stuff comes in from Australia. McCabe and Strzok bless it with no corroboration and no review of FBI internal files. Now, let me tell you something. I sat in the federal task force doing terrorism investigations. I had to populate the file that supports a FISA. And it's a big rigmarole. And, you know, I used to have, they would come back to me and want more documents and blah, 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 blah. I've done this. Mm-hmm. It is inconceivable that you would get a lead like that from an overseas entity and not immediately turn around to your analyst shop and say, guys, run these data points to see what we're holding in regard. And so, because you got to corroborate it, and all that has to go into the file that ultimately is packaged up and taken to the FISA court, known as the FISC. So what happens? They get this stuff. They go to the FISC. They try to get warrants on Carter Page and on Papadopoulos. They don't get them because the judges in the FISC said, I don't think so. Ultimately, how do they get warrants from the Steele dossier? Mm-hmm. Who paid for the Steele dossier? We all know who it was. It was Hillary Clinton. So ultimately, they get the Steele dossier. They use that to get the four FISA warrants on Carter Page. Nothing is going to be done except, and this may make some people feel a little bit better, I would give my pension to be Carter Page's lawyer.
For defamation?
Because that guy is, oh, a whole host. This is so actionable. He better go at, and that McCabe is working for I think it's CNN, yep. One or the other, MSNBC. He's working for, you know, one of the hard left networks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? He better be saving his pennies, because if I'm Page, if I'm Papadopoulos, I am going right at them civilly. And the Durham report is admissible evidence. This is the best, most fulsome investigation that's been done. So you don't think you're going to be able to get a preponderance of the evidence in a civil trial? They're going to have to settle with these guys. Whoa. Carter Page and Papadopoulos deserve every penny they get off of this thing. And frankly, he should go after Hillary as well.
That would be amazing, because we now know the whole thing was a scam. We're talking to retired NYPD Inspector Paul Morrow. And this is, it's twofold. Okay, number one, you're setting the country on fire. Because if you're going on TV as a face of the intel or a face of the DOJ community, and you're telling them, we have, okay, understand, McCabe said on February 17th, 2019 on CBS, I was talking to the president knowing he won the election with help of Russian collusion, with the aid of Russia. Okay, he said that. Yep. Adam Schiff went on TV, said we have ample evidence of collusion. Okay, he was asked to clarify, do you have direct evidence? He said, I think there is direct evidence and there is significant evidence of collusion, and we've set that out time and time again. So when you say that to the public is consuming that as fact. And it's, number one, undermining faith in the intel community on a profound level when this turns out to be false. But number two, I mean, can you even quantify how this hamstrings a presidency as Trump's trying to operate overseas and domestically under the auspices that he's compromised and he's taken a perp walk out of the White House?
And to add to all of that, as he's doing everything he's trying to do as president, he's aware of the fact that he's got this fifth column mm-hmm. in right in his wheelhouse inside the beltway that is operating against him. Now, I got to tell you, and this, you know, just full disclosure, some mm-hmm. of the people who signed the infamous 51 mm-hmm. intel people who signed the infamous Hunter Biden letter, mm-hmm. I have dealt with professionally. Mm-hmm. And I still have friends who are, despite the fact that I'm retired, inside the intel community down in D.C. And many of them don't like Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they don't like about him is the fact that he disparaged the intelligence community while he was in office. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, fellas? Now, I got to say, does it look justified to you? Yeah. Would you trust your intelligence community if you're sitting where Donald Trump is? No. And they're telling the world this guy's a Russian asset, and you're saying to yourself, Russian asset? Mm-hmm. Are you guys out of your mind? I'm the president of the country.
I mean, that
it was almost like a mass delusion. It was an echo chamber. They just all kept repeating each other to make it sound reasonable. And, you know, Jimmy, these mm-hmm. positions are very powerful. They don't come with their own integrity. You got to bring your integrity to it. And as the public, we count on these people to operate from their integrity. And that includes these criminal justice jobs, the Alvin Braggs of the world, mm-hmm. you know, the FBI, DOJ. And it is just so undermining to our entire system when these people exercise their power in that way and just jettison their integrity for their own political purposes.
It's disgusting. We're talking to retired NYPD Inspector Paul Morrow. The website, opsdesk.org. I'm going to go there after this interview, compare my findings to your own, my assessment anyway. I just wanted to see, I was texting you, how I stack up with the pros. You see what I'm saying?
But you notice I just agree with you.
Yeah.
So I can't get it.
Well,
it's
here's
the safest thing. Agree with the host when in doubt.
Well, this is interesting. All right, stick with me, though. Okay, because the FBI responded to the release of the report saying they had issued corrective actions that have been in place for some time now. But
yeah,
these people swore under oath to something they knew wasn't true. Are you telling me that up until a few years ago they thought that was okay? The FBI was teaching them the opposite?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you see any evidence of serious corrective action in the wake of what happened in the 2016 election in the way the Hunter Biden laptop thing was handled?
No, ma'am.
They had the laptop for a year when that whole story broke. And in the investigation, when they asked the head of cybersecurity for the FBI, the cyber unit I dealt with, he said, I don't know where it is.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it's your unit. What do you mean you don't know what it is?
It's such a scam. But let me, all right,
unbelievable.
Let's go big now. Okay, let's go big for a second, Paul Morrow. This is just reckless speculation, okay?
Your specialty.
Thank you. I don't have any proof. I do not know that the 2020 election was stolen. I don't know that you don't know that either. But could you just, hypothetically, could you get why Trump could never trust the legitimacy of anything involving himself? Based on how they've repeatedly demonstrated that nothing was beneath them when it came to stopping the guy?
As the saying goes, I think it was Lily Tomlin said, every day I get more cynical and I still can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
it's very, very hard now to say, well, that sounds like a conspiracy theory to me, because all of this stuff 10 years ago, I would have said could never happen in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I dealt with the FBI a lot. It was generally okay. I did have my rough patches, as everybody does who deals with them agency to agency. That mm-hmm. happens in all agencies, okay? That's just the way it is. People, cross wires, et cetera. But I never thought that this kind of thing could happen at the upper echelons of our intelligence community and the FBI. And, I want to pair the CIA away from it
mm-hmm.
because generally – my experiences with them were far superior. And then I land on the person of John Brennan,
yep.
who is ubiquitous across all of this nonsense. And I say to myself, that guy was the top guy? So, you really got to say to yourself, no wonder, to your point,
mm-hmm.
no wonder Trump will not accept any of these things because, for all I know, next week we're going to find out that they did something similar. Mm-hmm. And look, even if you don't want to say that there was outright election fraud,
mm-hmm.
okay, even if you don't want to say that, and most of us don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us don't want to say without evidence, obviously, there was definite election fraud. But, can you not call this a version of election fraud, the term they use for this kind of thing is an influence operation.
Yep.
It's the kind of thing that the agency is supposed to be doing overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not supposed to be going on between the 2-3-letter agencies. And like I say, I'm talking about John Brennan now, not the, mm-hmm. the agency writ large.
Yep.
But this is not supposed to be the kind of stuff that's been that's going on domestically, and it's a disgrace.
It really is, man. And everyone who yells at you, we got to protect democracy. I don't think anyone has done more in the other direction, whether you were killing the Hunter Biden story or you were engaged in this soft coup attempt. I mean, again, this is the big takeaway for everybody just joining this interview, okay? They actively engaged in this crossfire hurricane operation, knowing from the outset that Trump had nothing to do with Russia. Okay,
it's stated as a declarative sentence in the Durham investigation. The FBI had no probable cause to open the crossfire hurricane investigation.
Oh,
period.
Goodness.
Full stop.
And they did it anyway. I hope they at least got some kickback for all the ratings and the Pulitzer Prizes that were won. I mean, if you win
a disgrace.
Yeah, if you win a Pulitzer Prize for covering this, I mean, I would at least have the decency to give it back or, donate it to charity or something.
You'd be a hero.
I know.
You'd actually be somebody that everybody could trust, if mm-hmm. you're one of the recipients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be all the usual suspects, right? Oh. It's going to be the Times, the Washington Post,
mm-hmm.
that whole thing is a self-licking ice cream cone. It's all the same people giving each other awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't really mean anything anymore. The Pulitzer's come out of Columbia. Columbia might as well be Havana these days. So, it really doesn't signify much. But, I got to tell you, you would. You'd be a hero if you stepped up and said, you know what? I am a person of the left. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't want him to be president. But this was not right. And because they can't do that, because they try to say they look for the safe harbor of, oh, but look, Durham didn't recommend any arrests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my assessment here, by the way, I should mention, is that it feels to me like Durham trying to thread the needle a little bit. He mm-hmm. essentially laid out to me, probable cause for numerous arrests. Mm-hmm. I mean, opening up a national security investigation without probable cause should be an arrest. That's all kind. I mean, at the state level, I can tell you it's official misconduct, but there's all kinds of stuff that should be, going to the hopper here for an arrest. Instead, he spends the entire introduction of the Durham report talking about the fact that not all misconduct is criminal. So essentially what he did was, listen, there's no arrest here. Come on, let's not get crazy. But by the way, here's all the stuff they did, and it's really horrible. That's really the 1-2 punch of the report, and I think he was trying to thread some middle ground there. But unfortunately, he probably recognized the reality of the situation, which is nobody is going to be arrested. Mm-mm. They're all going to get jobs with the lefty publications. Mm-hmm. But where the bite comes, as I said, is going to be the civil process.
Yep.
And I hope Page and Papadopoulos now are loading both barrels with their attorneys and going after this whole slew of miscreants because they deserve what they get.
No, I agree 1,000%. Drinks on Carter Page next time we get him on the show, Mikey. Paul Morrow, are we going to see you on Gutfeld tomorrow night? Is that confirmed? Is that a thing?
I am going to be on Gutfeld. I'll be the one wearing pants.
Well, I was told the show's going to peak Thursday night when a certain someone guest hosts for Greg.
Oh, God. Are they shipping you in?
Yeah, I'm coming in out of the bullpen. They're bringing in Rivera to close this thing out before I head
Actually,
down.
I wish I was on with you. I'd like to be on with you. I've never been on with you, right?
No, we were on a panel together on a fateful evening with the do you remember? You don't remember this. Because it wasn't that long ago, but do you remember we did the show and we went downtown to Greg's house and he had the DJ who played the weird music, and we
was
ate a bunch
you?
Of yeah. That's how good the night.
The whole night's a blur.
That's how good that night got. Moral, that was like 3 days ago. We're making fun of Biden because he can't remember what country he was in. I didn't realize we drank that much Merlot, but apparently
the PD took a lot out of me.
That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Join me Monday live. I'll be in D.C. down in the swamp. It's a road game, but we'll make you feel at home right here on your favorite radio show, Fox Across America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.